Blog Talk Radio.
You know we are.
What I'm pouring in my cup, it got me out of control. What I'm twisting in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another time I'm turning up until I'm out of control. I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
In my goo, it got me out of control. Mixed a little this and that, and out of room moving slow. You ain't heard about my team, yeah, we doing the most. The DJ scream my name when I walk through the door. You know my eyes real low, but my Ray-Bans on. See, I'm gon' take these off soon as they play my song. Cause I want all y'all to see me, see the way that I'm cheaping. I'm Susana Khalifa, I'm blowing loud by the speakers. If she raw, if she pole, then you got to a keeper. If she don't, if she won't, then you know you should leave her. I'm slutting black after black, I'm from the land of Katrina. They ask me if I've been drinking, you see the way that I'm leaning. I mean
it. I'm pouring in my cup, it got me out of control. What I'm twisting in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another time I'm turning up until I'm out of control. I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
They gon' buy it from the bar, but see we pull by the ounce. If you don't understand my language, you should come to the south. They be talking about some women, I be bringing them out. I got a couple pre-rolled in my LV pouch. They say I'm always on deck, and I put that on my set. Cause I be grinding for real, and now it's time to collect. I'm on that turn up juice, she wanna turn up too. I got that drink, I got that greenery, it's orange and blue. I put my L up in the air because I'm fresh out the boot. She get on top and she gon' ride it like she know what to do. It's like I'm out of control, don't pop no molly, oh no. Don't need no molly to roll, I'm on that juice and I'm throw, you know.
What I'm pouring in my cup, it got me out of control. What I'm twisting in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another shot, I'm turning up until I'm out of control. I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
Cup, it got me out of control.
What
I'm pushing in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another shot, I'm turning up until I'm out of control.
I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
Got me fucked up, like I don't pop off.
Listen, I'll rob a nigga if I have to. Run up on your block and get it poppin' if I have to. All up in your spot like fuck the knock and I'ma blast too. Catch you in the shower and go psycho in your bathroom.
Hear my stomach growling, right? Full moon, let me take you to that guy.
sniffing it out. K9s with K9s, yeah, I'm bringing them out. Not putting them down, cause bitches love to single you out. You great ocean ass niggas, what you singing about? Been pro, I'm 2 for 2, get close, you do to lose. I talk cheap and everyone big nose like you would do. Let it clip go, your quick flow like Rubik's Cube. Rip gold and follow my big flows for no of you. Got a dumpling, cause I don't trust them, I don't trust them. Nope. Never get attacked, so it's fuck them like I fuck them. Cause they like my style, like 50 at the man. Yep. So I don't even sweat them, they'll be 50 at the man. Bitches think they competition, you can kiss my rapping ass. Big K in Arizona, that'll leave them half and half. Did you see I'm on my bullshit? Jay-Z with the blueprint. About to take over, I'm just blazing to my new shit. Listen, I'll rob a nigga if I have to. Run up on your block and get it popping if I have to. Roll up in your spot like fuck the knock and I'ma blast through. Catch you in the shower and go psycho in your bathroom.
I know what it is. I'm here. It's another Saturday night, a lovely Saturday night and everything. It's been a great day. Well, maybe the other people who I really haven't been able to enjoy it because, well, we're not even going to get into that. Just people just were just trying to avoid getting shot today. So it is what it is. But we here. Y'all my release. Y'all are my sanctuary. So we here, it's the show, I'm Crested Cattle, I can do it, y'all know me, it's Mr. Everything, the Cold Word, Chiller, Shadow, Weed, Gorilla, Crested Cattle, you can see me with the baddest shit, I'm gonna get shot for the shit I say, but I'm gonna say it anyway, Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth, be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware, cause I'm rocking with the show, it's next to blow, Lego, and y'all know me.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Talk that shit, my nigga. And of course, we have my lovely, lovely sister. I can call her sister. I can call her sister. My lovely, matter of fact, I ain't going to call her sexy. I'm going to call her beautiful because that's more refined. That's more dignified. That's more, yeah, my beautiful, radiant co-host.
Good evening, everybody. It's Papa Faye checking in on a Saturday night. What's up with everybody?
Papa Faye! Hey, Papa Faye!
Papa Faye! Crested Cattle, it's another show. What's up, my dude?
I'm chilling. I've been just vibing all day and everything. As far as I haven't went to the liquor store and got a drink. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, You know where I'm at.
Yeah. This is why I respect Sapa Say. Go ahead and tell them what you're doing right now.
I'm spinning tracks, man, you know, DJing, hustling, as usual, on the scene, private parties, barbecues, I do bar mitzvahs, mazel tov. Yeah, but I'm out getting that money, baby.
See, she's working on the show and working the strip, working block. See, hold on, that sounded wrong when I say working the strip. She getting... See,
have you been drinking? Have you been drinking, Chris?
No, that's the thing. I haven't drunk yet. That's the bad part.
Are you sure you're sober?
I'm sober. I don't want to be, but I'm sober. I don't want to be, but that's another story. But we're going to talk tonight. Oh, Trevor Malik, we're going to talk tonight.
Well, yeah, most definitely.
First of all, we got a guest. And everything. Well, we had a guest. And everything.
Yes.
Right now he making hella moves right now. He's doing his block party thing to celebrate his releases right now. So Sapa Say was able to catch up with Philly's own Envy and everything and get a quick interview with him, and he was gracious enough to sit down with Sapa Say, get an interview going and everything, thus to have on the show. And we got some of his music in here, so it's great. But the topic at hand, we're going to talk about this one, right? Male celibacy. Why is it shunned? Why is male celibacy so wrong? We're going to talk tonight. Trust and believe, we're going to talk tonight. Because I want to know. So we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty tonight. Trust and believe that. But first, stop I say, how was your birthday, baby?
Birthday was great. You know, checking it from back from Miami. What can I say? Miami.
Did you get me a butt-naked stripper? Did you get me a butt-naked stripper?
What had happened was,
she was on the show. See, these are the lies that you tell, because you was on the show saying that you was going to bring me a stripper. You was going to bring me back some. See,
what had happened
see
was,
how she hurt me, y'all.
Listen, what had happened was, some situations, shout out to Ocean Drive, but situations. My brother, you got to go down there and get it yourself, man. That's all I can say.
Hello. I don't know. I'm scared.
Why don't you come on and send some tracks so I can get back to making my money and send some tracks over here, man?
All right, I'm going to do that. So,
forgot to mention the biggest thing that happened on my birthday. My boo was released.
Remy!
Yes, anybody that knows Remy, please have her call the show. Please, ASAP.
Remy! Yes, we need that.
I really need to figure out
who she was dissing in the They Don't Love You, John.
Nikki. Who else? Her and Nikki got beef. We're not going to talk about that today. We're not going to go behind the scenes with the Nikki Remy beef just about to go down. Nikki is about to get her feelings hurt.
Hurt.
Yes. So now she got Little Kim and Remy coming at her now.
Listen, a lot of people said she was throwing throwing those bullets for Azalea Banks, too.
Well, yeah, that's no competition. She'll get shut down.
Yeah. Does Azalea Banks even have a career? I'm trying to figure that out.
She's double plastic. All I know is she's a Twitter goon. She's double plastic right now.
Where she's killing in the streets. She's dying in the streets.
Anybody that knows Azalea, have her call the show. I'll say it to her face with my chest that she's double plastic.
But all right. Said by Stop I Say. And there's that.
Yeah.
Good.
That was my question.
And y'all know I love I love girls that are so about that life. So just the way Stop I Say just said that showed me she got that light. So I kind of fell in love with her just a little bit. So I'm going to bring this out for her.
Crazy.
Yes, I still got my harp. Yes, I still got my harp, ladies and gentlemen. I still got my harp.
Oh, wow.
We get
the harp.
We're going to get
wow.
We're going to. Don't judge me. Do not judge me.
It's
but we're going to get into the music. Thank you. We're going to get into music and everything. Since I love the strippers, we're going to go to my track, Bad Joint, Bad Roy, and I don't know what else I'm going to. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play this new D-Day and everything. Shout out to D-Day, if y'all know who D-Day is. He's Turn Up Juice that starts every show. That's it. So he sent us a new one and everything called One Time. That joint's going crazy. I had to have it. He sent it, and that's where we are today. So, Bad Broad, me, One Time, D-Day. I don't know. I might play some other tracks, but we're going to get into it tonight. We strong go in, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all know what it is. You rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Hang out.
Beach. She works in that pole like a bad broad. I don't know her name, but she's the bad broad. After trickling like a bad broad. She taking all this money like a bad broad. She working that pole like a bad broad. I don't know her name, but she's the bad broad. After trickling like a bad broad. She taking all this money like a bad broad. She working that pole like a bad broad. I don't know her name, but she's the bad broad. Trickling like a bad bra. She's taking all this money like a bad bra. She's working that pole like a bad bra. I don't know her name, but she's the bad bra. Have a trickling like a bad bra. She's taking all this money like a bad bra.
Bang dong. Look at how she working, look at how she move, look at the way she's working, look at what she do, the way she drop that thing, the tremors making news with all that ass, and she stand that by too, ooh, damn girl do something else, number one, draft pick, eyes so enticing, body just sick, she work all for the money, she's trying to pay the rent, so she gonna make you forget how much money you done spent. She gon' keep popping it, licking on her tits, putting her acrobatics to use, working all these old tricks, keep a nigga happy, thinking he her man, do anything she can to keep you like, damn, and shorty a pro, all she see is green, and she gon' get it cause she twerk so mean, she gon' keep you throwing up the ones cause she gon' tell you that money make her come.
She working that pole like a bad broad. I don't know her name, but she's the bad broad. After trickling like a bad broad. She taking all this money like a bad broad. She working that pole like a bad broad. I don't know her name, but she's the bad broad. After trickling like a bad broad. She taking all this money like a bad broad. She working that pole like a bad broad. I don't know her name, but she's the bad broad. After trickling like a bad broad. She taking all this money like a bad broad. She working that pole like a bad broad. I don't know her name, but she's the bad broad. After trickling like a bad broad. She taking all this money like a bad broad.
Look at how she work it, look at how she move, look at the way she twerk it, look at what she do, the way she drop that thing, the tremors make the news with all that ass, and she stand that by too, ooh, damn girl you out of sight, sexy as you wanna be, these other girls snapping, but baby girl you MVP, your stage presence incredible, she know how to work that, she sing busting open cause that pussy so fat, left cheek, right cheek, mama ain't no joke, niggas spend they car notes about to go broke. What can I say? She bad as fuck, red bottoms on and she tatted up. Baby girl, flip the script, turn the page. Kissing on these bad girls on the stage. She climbed the pole, spin around and boom, she dropped it to the ground.
She rolled from that pole like a bad bra. I don't know her name, but she's a bad bra. Half a chick coming like a bad bra. Taking all this money like a bad bro. She's holding that pole like a bad bra. I don't know her name, but she's a bad bra. Half a chick coming like a bad bra. She taking all this money like a bad bro.
BeatsPlanet.com.
It's payday.
One time for my haters. My haters. One time for my haters. My haters. One time for my haters. My haters. One time for 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 my women. One time for my exes. All of them be tripping. I say one time for New Orleans. One time for my city. One time for my homies. All of them ride with me. One time. One time. One time. One time. You know. One time. One time. One time. One time for my baby mama, now she see me flexing. I say one time for my daughters, where would I be without them? Well, one time for these suckers, wanna see me at the bottom. I say one time for my squad, CGE, everybody gon' ride. Okay. One time for that foreign car, that is parked in my garage. I say one time for your wife, why be there, you gone at night. One time really all I need, she gon' ride like motorbikes. One time, west side, we be booming. One time with your girl, I might have. Flash the light, front line where you find me, I ain't never out of sight. No. What is that on my wrist? That's a bucket full of ice. One time for my jeweler, cause he got me looking right. Shout now out. My name, blow it up, this ain't happen overnight. No. D-Day, what they call D-Day. Me, man, I'm always on the flight. Whoa. One time for my haters, hey. One time for my women, one time for my exes, all of them be tripping. I say one time for New Orleans, one time for my city. One time for my homies, all of them ride with me. One time, one time, one time, one time, you know. One time, one time, one time, one time, one time, you know. One time, one time, one time, one time, one time, one time. One time for that west side, they the ones who made me. One time for my CEO, he the one who paid me. One time for these groupie chicks trying to have my baby. No way. One time for these fake friends behind my back. All purple like the Lakers. Cali. A couple grams of Cali. When you see me, I be faded. Woo. I say one time for this J. In this pocket full of cash. Hey. I say one time for these college kids. One time for the trap. I ride, I drive. Foreign cars going stupid. Any day, I can take her away. Now you losing. One time for the gang. Now they rocking with the movement. One time for them lames. Used to say I never do it. One time, I be ducking on a daily. One time for your girl, cause her mouth is amazing. I don't know what's her name, but I'ma let her taste it. Always out of town, but I'm never on vacation, no. One time for my haters, one time for my women, one time for my exes, all of them be tripping. I say one time for New Orleans, one time for my city, one time for my homies, all of them ride with me. One time,
one time.
One time,
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 one time.
Whoa.
Yeah. Let the function begin. Dope ass music in the booth again. How long you been waiting for this heat that I'm making? Beat slapping, hand clapping, got your boy grandstanding. Rolling on the block with your men is not. Bow fifth in my grip, so please don't trip. Cooking up crack when the beat drops. Put the yay on my chest and my heart stops. I'm still sipping on clear, let your boy up in here. I'm up in this bitch like a pep smear. Oh dear, there you go, talking that shit. No fear while I'm holding that clip. Clip. West side till I die, I'll continue to mob. Stacking bread or bake, earning eating dough's my job. Lyrical terminator, I'm an ego assassinator. If I get to the chopper, call me a dope Schwarzenegger. I make him get down when the 808 pounds. Holla what it do when you see me around. Two fingers shooting up if you folks with me. Middle finger to your niggas that was hating on me. Now I push weight across the interstate through the internet. Now you got dope in your state, hold great. I blast my thoughts and I grind hard too. I'm next to blow, what up these niggas knew. I go hard in the paint, they go hard in the tank. Yeah, I mean, I scream, cause rule everything around me. What method will you use to go after the cream? Bring in the hook in, please. I'm up in this bitch, 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 I'm up in bitch. G's in the place, straight lace, no chase. They calling me dope, cause I'm pushing that bass. My flow's big tackle, check out the vernacular. Picking through these hoes, they calling me the bachelor. There's nothing to me, come so easily. Y'all drop in to get my pussy for free. Pippin ain't dead, it's all in your head. Allergic to broke bitches, call me Sudafed. Pushing that whip, call me Miracle. So much game, see me at the Oracle. Leave them open like nostrils. You snooze, you lose, or how the game goes. Boozing loud, how these hoes choose and control. Watch me hit that cruise, time to give up. Watch me hit the snooze, devil advocate the game. I'll never lose, walk of water, at least to my daughter. High GI, whenever I go, sergeant slaughter. Going hard till three, kinda like Wayne Carter. It's a Mac and never lacking, always packing. Holla what it do when you see me in traffic. I'll fix your antennas if we ever in static. Never panic, taking shots at nigga Carmel automatic. Pour some more, hit my cup so I can throw it up the W. Thought you knew, coming out the town like a pie pepper. Watch and follow you, rocking to the beat. Rock a vibe, baby, put these haters to sleep. Got you feeling for the kid, got you knocking like a trick. Tricks off her kids, so I'm out of this bitch. I'm up in this bitch, 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 I'm up in this bitch.
Yeah, we back in the motherfucking building, back on the motherfucking grind. Yeah, I know what it is, it's Crush. And I'm here, and everything, we doing our damn thing. I'm here, stop I say here. And everything, we having a good old time on another good old Saturday. And everything, let's see if Top I Say still grinding or she here. Let's see, check. Top I Say.
I'm here. I'm still working.
Okay. Just checking. But yeah, like I said earlier, we Top I Say was had the pleasure to interview Envy and everything. So tell us about that. So.
The interview itself?
Yeah.
You just surprised me. The interview went great. We got a chance to talk about his up and coming music ideas, the concept where he got the block party from. We talked about him bringing on other artists to help promote not only himself but them as well. Like, he's a pretty good dude, pretty good artist. I rock with him. He is a part of the show family as of forever.
Right. So, I'm thinking, like, without further ado, let's bring in a good interview. And also, we're going to play some of his music. We're going to play three tracks from him. We're going to play, number one, first we're going to play Moments Notice. Number two, we're going to play Where's It At? And number three, we're going to play Who Do You Love? So, interview, three tracks. So, yeah, that's why we're doing it. You're rocking with the show. Next to blow. Leg out.
What's up, what's up? This is Da Passe and Crush the Catalyst. We are the show, and we got a special guest with us today, y'all. We got MB215. MB, say hello to everybody.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Okay, so MB is a new Philly artist, and because we are the show and we are Next to Blow, we wanted the exclusive interview with this man because he is doing such, like, big things in the community. He got this event going on tomorrow. He wants everybody to come out and support. It's at 25th and 2600 of Dickinson. Is that correct?
Yeah, shout out to South Philly. It's between 25th and 26th and Dickinson Street. It'll be set 19146. That's the zip code. It'll be this Saturday, this weekend, starting at 2 o'clock, and it'll end at 8 o'clock. The live performances will start at 3 o'clock.
Okay. So I am so honored to have you as a special guest, and I wanted to sit down and talk with you for a minute. I wanted you to tell me about what's going on with your new single and this new video shoot that I heard so much about. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. I got a few new singles. Which one you heard about?
Well, we got Moments Notice. Why don't you tell us about that one?
Okay, Moments Notice, I just shot the video for that this previous Friday. I shot the video for that one. I recorded the single not too long ago, and it's a freestyle, but what it is just life is short, and at any moment's notice, you never know what's going to happen. So in that freestyle, it's just I did everything pertaining to that in a moment's notice. I recorded it in a moment's notice. The actual video was in a moment's notice. I didn't have a long period of time where I was planning the video. I just popped up one day, said, I'm going to do the video for a moment's notice, and I did it in a moment's notice.
Wow. So from beginning to end, like, you had a whole concept of how you wanted to do the song, how you wanted to do the video. And
yeah, I just wanted to be natural and raw, because it's just instead of, you know, sometimes you premeditate everything, but this type of song was moment's notice, so it's just wake up. If you're an artist, you just wake up and you do this every day, so at a moment's notice, anybody asks you to do it, you just get up and do it.
Okay, so it's a lot of Philly artists trying to blow up. We all know about Meek Mill. We all know about Petey. We all know about Jill Scott. But we want to know, when you blow, what are you going to bring to the table? Like, what makes you different?
Well, what makes me different is I don't want to just see myself succeed. I appreciate other artists working hard and the love and passion for the work as well as the love and passion I have for mine. I can appreciate somebody else's hustle. So that's why I even invited other artists out for my music craft fest. I could have just made it all about me. Like, everything as far as just the DJ playing music and then just me performing, and that's it. I invited other people out because I saw that they work hard, and I wanted to highlight different areas. I even got areas in Chester. They got a few artists coming out from out there, like two artists coming from out there. And that's close to Philly, but that's not in Philly. So if you work hard and you love what you do, I can mess with you. We can do business together, and we can have fun together.
Okay, cool. So you have any other upcoming events, shows, tours, anybody you want to collab with?
No, I'm open to collab with those who are willing to work and show me that they love what they do and good at it. Yeah, I mean, I'm good at what I do. Those who are good at what they do, you know, I'm open to that. I really like to work with so far. I'm just happy to work with the people I've worked with so far. I just previously worked with R.M. Breeze from he's from Rochester. He's very talented. We got together and did this new latest single I haven't put out yet. It's called VIP. It's a slow single for the ladies. It'll actually preview at the Craft Fest. That's you'll see it at the Craft Fest.
Okay.
Just hang around. He'll be there with me, and we'll show you at some point. You'll see the VIP. I'm not gonna tell you when it's gonna come. but just hang around for it. I perform last.
Okay. So yep. You got a lot of upcoming events. We got more music to hear from you, sir, and we are anticipating the music. I'm going to have Crush spin one of your new tracks. You got any shout-outs you want to do?
I'm going to shout out the Cats from the Craft Fest. I mean, shout out to Ron Johnson, Northside, Diamond Street. Shout out to Trill Sap from Alchester. Shout out Arm Breeze, Chester. Shout out my manager, Chris. And anybody else. Just anybody who got love for Envy. You know what I mean? Shout out to you. You got love for me, shout out to you.
Okay, well, I can't wait to come to the Craft Fest to get my $2 bar on. Again, it will be at 25th and 2600 at Dickinson, Philadelphia, PA. It's a Craft Fest and barbecue. If you can't do seafood, we always got that barbecue for you. He got vendors, bouncies. We got stuff for the kids, everything. So come meet Envy. He's going to perform for y'all. And if you want to request Envy, you know what numbers to hit. It's 718-664-9115. This is next to Blog Talk Radio, y'all.
Like, any moment's notice, anything subject to change. That's why me, Envy, I just stay focused and get it. You feel me? That's my cue.
Truth is in the pudding, though you tell me that I shouldn't. Niggas only hate when you doing what they couldn't. Still in disbelief, I did what they wouldn't. Look what I gave, a lot of sacrifices made. Living stress free, call me Johnny Blaze. Snakes in the grass, can't you see they funny ways? Feeling like Mitch, I just really love the game. Owner of the alley, I control every lane. As hard as I try, things will never be the same. Deeper than the ocean, so to me you just a wave. Born locksmith, haters couldn't keep me caged. Me and Freeway hit the same fucking stage. All about my money, mama said that ain't the way to be. Message to my madness is I gotta make it wait for me. Government can clone, but you'll never see another me. Quitting ain't an option, tell them suckers make it wait for me. If I fall off like Arnold, I'll be right back. Humble but I flex, cause I know you don't like that. Heart turned cold, ain't no other way to phrase that. Hold my team down, I'm a designated wave cat. Lit Lil Daddy, dead so far. Dev Mill Mont, CBS is who we are. D and Sonny F, they just don't believe in law. Bentley got your bag, we a group of fucking stars. Didn't hear your name, get your panties out the bus. Salute the real niggas, anybody else's lunch. Always down to earth, no need for me to front. Time's moving fast, now I'm doing what I want. Every time I rap, it's like your boy caught the Holy Ghost. No new friends, cause these fucking niggas do the most.
No skimpy, no flimsy. We don't think we're rats. That goes for Mickey and Minnie. I need a girl with a big old ass. I'm about to call Mr. Penny.
Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Need to smoke right now. Please believe that. Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at?
tree at? Need a smoke right now.
That's my cue.
And I ain't the only one, whole team got it up. Still high on flight, but I still can't get enough. Three Dutches in the air, no we had this triple up. Haven't had Girl Scout type of shit that had you stuck. Crap this up, drop the guts, rip the paper off the side. Lick that shit, put the bud on the inside. Roll up, keep it neat, I just know the recipe. More green on the scene, floating like a melody. Hot box in 09, ice cream paint job. TC, pass the weed, we ain't got a lot of time. Smoking with them white girls, feeling like a fucking dime. Blowing on that killer tree, had to name it homicide. Back to the future, yup, had to make some power moves. Haters talk, never walk, told them they should try my shoes. No sleep all day, more frying on the way. Always down to earth, weed took me to the Milky Way.
Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Need to smoke right now.
Hey,
you believe that? Calling up my weed
money
man,
man.
Like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Need to smoke right now. Please believe
it smells
that.
Like mugga. Envy, if you need this tree, then it's right here. Get off that widow with the white hair. Hit me up, I'll be right there. Stay with the bud, that's how I got my bud. Light, yeah, you ain't move a QP yet, that's light there. Every other week we break it down, peas right here. What you need, a nickel or a dime? A 8-4 quarter of the sky. Transporting on the grind. Do my thing, luau dang ball, ballin' with a 9. Supporting they bond, still strapped. I don't play the trap, you could call me Phil Jack. How I be coaching them, the young black Pat Riley, they eat close to them. Y'all youngest haters ain't touching papers, y'all frauds. Signing off, look at the money maker.
Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Need to smoke right now. Please believe that. Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Calling up my weed man, like where the tree at? Need to smoke right now. Please believe that.
Nigga pay the bill, bet she never seen the price. Married to the game, but these hoes try and throw the rice. Official like officials, I don't even gotta say I'm nice. Trying to eat, bitch, got a supernatural appetite. Dick so good in the daytime flashlight. Her girl saw my pedigree, bitch, that's right. Like big money, trying to get it enough to change my life. No, I don't sell it, but I know where you can get the right. On all the crews, young nigga making major moves. A lot of rappers plenty hot, waiting for April Fool's. Big check the stats, everything I do is times two. High class member, I'm gonna pay for your league crew. Hey, you know it's real, why these other cats asleep through? Lose to everything, bitch, I can't believe you. Something 1-on-1, I will show you I don't need you. Know you did wrong when you bite the hand that feeds you. Flow so mean, that's the reason they call me evil.
Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who do you love?
Blood money, cash money, ass up.
Bitch, who do you love?
back in the place to be. And the place to be is Next to Blow Radio. Duh. And rocking with the show. It's me, Curse the Catalyst, the man of the hour, and all that good stuff. I got my girl, Stop I Say with me.
What's up, what's up? Man, you should see me trying to spin in these damn heels. Oh, my God. Hardest working female DJ ever.
Instagram it so I know it's real.
And eating a burnt hot dog at the same time, because I'm real like that.
Instagram it so I know you're real. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You need more people. I don't believe you rocking no heels.
Man, anybody want to follow me, Sal Posse, well, it's Sal_Posse_ on Instagram. I will be posting a picture of my heels.
Spell it for the illiterate people. Spell it for the illiterate people like myself.
Jesus. Who can't spell Sa_Posse_? Use your vowel.
Hey, some people are illiterate. Shout out to the illiterate people. And shout out to people with dyslexia, like me.
Oh, sweet Jesus. They got hooked on
fire. Don't judge me.
Or you need another program.
It didn't work. They tried. I was one
shout
of the first
out to Evie.
Subjects,
we getting off topic. Shout out to my homie for giving me that interview and his music. Go check him out. He is on Instagram, Envy215. Follow him.
215. Yeah.
Yeah.
Envy with an I, not a Y.
Yes. Envy, you heard this. My dude Cole's show, just to say hi to your people. You got new fans coming, so if you want to give us a call, say hello.
Yeah, holla at us. I mean, we here and everything. But, yo, that word of that junk, that go hard. I don't even smoke no more, and that made me want to roll up.
Really? Really? Really, Crush?
Allegedly.
Crush?
Allegedly.
Crush, I think you need to put the bottle down, because I swear, my brother, you is swerving tonight.
I'm not drinking. Yes.
You are exercising your demons tonight.
Cuz, speaking of exercising demons, let's start preaching. Now, the topic of tonight is, why is male celibacy shunned upon? AKA
I would just like
wrong.
To say, I'd just like to put
wrong.
This disclaimer out there that anybody under the age of 18, please just go listen to Nickelodeon right now.
Hang up. Anybody under the age of 18, hang up, because it's about to get real.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the reason why tonight's topic is here, and this is why it's near and dear to me. Because for the past year and 6 months, yes, a year and a half, I, myself, have been celibate.
Lies.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
What you mean you don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
See, that's what I got to deal with. Either I hear people say lies or other stupid shit.
Not the professional
and
side, nigga. Talking about he's celibate. No, that don't work.
I am the professional.
That's an oxymoron.
This is the crazy. Exactly. This is the crazy part. I'm the side nigga in relationships, and I'm not even getting the best part. Like, if I'm going to be a side nigga, like, basically, I'm sick of being the back. Basically, the reason why I am celibate is I got tired of being chick's backup dude. Like, I got tired of that. Like, really, like, a lot of girls just use me for anything and whatever. Either use me for money or use me for my personals. And that's real rap. And I got tired of that. I got tired of being the replacement dude. I got tired of being the dude that you only deal with instead of the man that you really want start paying you attention. So, I just stopped having sex in general until I found something real.
And how's that working out for you?
Well, it's been a year and it's been a year and a half since I had sex. So obviously, I can't find something real in a year and 6 months.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I have no further comment. I need to go back to spinning.
Damn, that's how you feel? That's how you feel? You're just going to be like, all right, bye. That's crazy.
This is so much. Anybody want to call in the show, please.
The phone lines are definitely
9115. I'm just saying.
The phone lines are
no
definitely popping,
though. I have no further comment.
The phone lines are definitely popping.
You need to take
the
call because I have nothing to say. I'm about to turn my mic all the way off on this subject.
That's so wrong, but you know what? Find it.
I think I'm sipping
you
my tea.
Man, you gonna hit me with the Kermit? That's how we doing it? You gonna just hit me with the Kermit?
Sipping my damn tea right now.
You know what? You can have that. You can have that. I'm gonna get into the callers.
Take a call.
I'm gonna go to Philly with it real quick. 215-436. Call it, you're live on the show. It's next to Blow. Say your name, who you be.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello?
You live.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, it's Envy.
Envy!
What's up? Envy underscore 215.
Why he got it?
What's good? What's good?
Live in the building. The man himself, the legend. Envy, how are you?
I'm good. Just finished wrapping up everything.
So how was everything? How was the black party, man?
It turned out good. Not what I expected. It just didn't turn out than what I expected, but it was good for experience, learning, and I definitely had a good time. And we did we made do with what we had. So it didn't turn out quite how planned it, but that just motivation going forward. Other things even bigger than this, and now lets me know I can do pretty much anything that I put something together like this. Together.
Right.
And even though it got postponed, I still followed through and got it done because it was originally June 28th. That was the original date. But my mother had passed, and her funeral was on that day.
My condolences.
So used that area for the repast, and then had to go wait on that week to my grandma's funeral, and then I had to go ahead. So finally. Got the character and done with, so that was like a blessing in itself. So, now we're going to the next stuff, just kind of link back up with y'all, just some more stuff with y'all. We had definitely some great promotion on both sides, and we got it done looking good. I see y'all got the music, and we played the extra John. That was, I definitely got some more music for y'all in the near future, so just stay locked in with us.
My
we definitely, move forward and everything y'all have and just, you know, talk to my manager and she'll holler at me and we'll just get everything done.
No doubt.
Let me shout out to my
we
man Ron Bass.
At Ron Bass on Instagram.
Yeah,
Ron Bass. Follow him on Instagram.
And Instagram at Ron Bass. RONBAGGC.
August 24th, the music video.
Envy, why don't you list all of the followings, YouTube pages, Twitter accounts?
I got you. I'm about to give you the rundown right now. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MVENVI_215. That's on both pages, Twitter and Instagram. And I also have music support team pages on both those accounts as well. And MV@MV_215 FP. That's South Philly where I'm from. So that's, I need that, all that full support. And on Facebook and YouTube, they're exactly the same. It's MVENVI, space bar, above all. And you can get me on Facebook, and you can also follow my account and subscribe to my account on YouTube. ENVI, space, above all.
And I just like to say that you got a hard-working manager. Shout out to Money Making Chris, because she is always on top of her game.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Chris. She go in.
Yeah,
she's going on and going. Putting everything together, coordinated with me,
and she's my son, most of it. But
it's cool.
It's going down
every time. No doubt,
no doubt. Would you like to partake in the conversation, though?
I heard something about somebody not getting stuff like 10 years.
Not 10 years. A year and a half.
That's 10 years, bro.
All I'm going to say is the devil is a liar. I don't believe this.
I knew it was something like that. But listen, man, I don't know. Like, I feel you on whatever you're going through. So whatever you went through ain't that bad. I'm trying to tell you. You can find something. I mean, listen, I'm trying to find something real. But you can't just be dodging everything you see because you're like, man, I'm trying to wait till I find something right.
I ain't dodging. It's just like, okay, I understand. Like, me and my personal, I was a hoe. I ain't gonna front it. I was a hoe. So, at that point, so when I figured it out, say what?
No, I said you can do that when you find something right. But in the meantime, you gotta keep it moving.
Okay, get ready.
Yeah, I am keeping the move on, but, like, it helps me eliminate much quicker because I can actually figure out, do I even want to be around this chick if I ain't fucking her? That's how it, like, makes the elimination process so much easier. If I eliminate sex, do I still want to be around her? And most of the time, the answer is no. That's why I'm at the point where I'm at now. I keep getting, like, if the pussy wasn't there, do I still want to be with her? And it's always no. It's been no.
I like
that.
Wow.
I can hear this shit. I don't care what y'all say.
You're on radio.
No, I'm not.
Hello?
Yeah.
What is going on right now?
I don't know, but I know, a man, he said you gotta take that path. You know what I mean? Push on it, you know what I mean? The whole chance to push on it. You know, you like the pussy.
Right,
I
right, no doubt.
You're invited to it, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of willpower. It takes a hell of a lot of willpower. I ain't even want to front you not. This shit
just didn't get no hand. 8 months out there, I was going to die. I'm not even going to get it.
But, yeah.
That shit like prick.
We,
I'm going to be time.
We definitely appreciate y'all calling in and everything. The call log is crazy, so we got to get into the other callers and everything. But we appreciate y'all and everything. We're going to definitely keep your tracks in Smin Envy. So, give you shout out to everybody.
Thank you, Envy. I appreciate you, my dude.
No problem. Okay.
You are officially the show family, so feel free to submit some more music, some tracks. I want to freestyle personally.
You know,
I'm not going to put you on the spot right now.
You always want freestyle. You every
of course.
Every day.
That's what
every,
we do.
Oh, this is really good, honey. I heard that.
We about that life.
But
this is next to blow. I need freestyles of the talent.
I heard that. But you still haven't asked me for one. But that's okay.
Sweet Jesus.
Stop us anything on whack.
I'm going to request a lie detector test on this celibacy shit. How about that? How can I get that before
and I,
a free
and call? I will pass. And I will so pass. I will so pass it too. Oh, damn. Shit about to get real. All right, I'm gonna just let him introduce himself.
I know it's Carter.
No,
first
it's not
of all,
Carter.
It ain't no punk ass Carter. Ain't no punk ass Carter.
Worse.
It's your boy Dope Ass Music. I'm in the
building.
Oh
no, shit just got real fun.
She's a problem. I'm a problem. And motherfucking Crush, you got a big motherfucking problem. First of all, make sure you check your Instagram because I already tagged y'all. Second of all,
I'm
saying.
Damn it! This Instagram thug.
I'm just saying. So while I'm talking, she's a problem because it's. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Five. How you doing today? How you doing?
What's up, dope ass music? What's
you
going
saying?
On? What's
man, you know, just over here chilling. You know what I'm saying?
You are a troublemaker. I just like to say this picture on Instagram is disrespectful.
Which one?
I'm
the
so
black Jesus?
I'm even looking.
The black Jesus? The black...
You're going to hell for that. You're going
five
to hell for that.
This is ridiculous. This is just disrespectful right here. I'm going to sip my tea. I am turning my mic off.
I hate you, dope. I so hate you, dope. So obviously we see where you at with shit.
No, hold on. Before everybody starts thinking Dope Ass Music is making fun of you, first of all, I want to commend you, brother, because a lot of men can't do what you do. You say a lot of men, of course, we want to just fuck bitches because they're available, and there's an option to do so, and you know we need to get that nut off. You say I have been celibate myself, Crush, because you know what happens when you're celibate, you focus on more important shit. And women. Now, she's a problem. I don't want you to think that we don't love you because you're a woman. You know, we need y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because she can't do windows. So we need women. But y'all are a drain on our time and our resources. Money that we can use for more, you know, stuff like, I don't know, gas, groceries, socks. Socks. I'm just saying. You know, think about it. How much you spend on women when you're out there doing what you do. I mean, the average date, if you're dealing with a quality woman, it's $50.
It's going
to... If you go out every weekend... I said, the average. You don't spend $50 every time you go out with a chick.
Yeah, no.
I said, the average. $50.
No.
In the beginning. As time goes on, this is all an investment. See, the end game is, of course, to get married. What is the whole purpose of fucking dating and having sex and spending money is the end game is to be married, live happily ever after, have a family, grow old, die, your kids have kids. The cycle just repeats itself, right? But if all you're doing is busting nuts without the quality, you're going to be an old-ass man. You're going to be that 40-year-old nigga in the club trying to pick up on the 25-year-old chicks and saying, hey, I got a Cadillac outside. I got my own house. Why don't you come home with me? You don't want to be that nigga. You don't want to be that 40-year-old nigga up in the club. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, I'm, because I know I don't. Because that's what,
see,
really, most of the time, those 40-year-old niggas were side niggas. They just never found that girl to make them a main. Yes.
No, those,
they
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They either were side niggas or just no nigga.
Yeah.
That's that 40-year-old
exactly.
Nigga in the club. He was a side nigga all his life. He don't know no better. Me? I know better. I ain't been a side nigga for so long, but shit. You think I want to die a side nigga? Fuck no. Die happy.
And it's all your fault, Crush. Anyway, it's all your fault anyway, Crush. It's all your fault.
How
anyway.
Is it my fault? How is it my fault?
It's your fault, Crush. You're giving off side nigga vibes. You're giving off side. You're not. You don't really want to.
Oh,
you're
please.
Really not ready.
Hold on. Please tell me how I did this. Please tell me this.
You're not ready to invest. You're not ready to invest full-fledged. Be honest, Chris. Keep it 1,000. You're not ready to invest full time. You're giving part-time energy.
You know what? Let me. I'm gonna take a music break, and then I'm gonna get back to that because we about to speak some truth. We're about to really speak some truth in this motherfucker. Cause yeah, I'm gonna get right back. We're gonna get right back, and I'm gonna explain it. I'm gonna play one track or everything. It's a me track. Hold on. I'm about to pull up the wrong thing. Nope, you done pissed me off, nigga. You really just pissed me off right now. I'm like, no,
don't blame me. Don't blame me. It's all She's a Problem's fault. See, you was cool, but now you had to get you a female co-host. Now your hormones just running all over the place. Now you struggling with your celibacy. And don't blame me. It's She's a Problem's fault. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm going to play a track right quick, and then we're going to be right back. And the track I'm going to play, I'm gonna break it down. I'm really going to break it down. It's a track I wrote about somebody special to me. And I'm about to break it, and I'm about to break down the whole track. And we're going to be right back. You're rocking with the show. It's Next of Love. Leg out.
Think about it, day in and day out, save each other poison like what's that about, like we ain't searching for antidote, though we should, feeling for each other and it feels so damn good, I love the way she look at me, she love the way I touch her, sex so good, but she hate to say I fuck her, because more than that, it's the natural high back, matter of fact, stronger, something we can't explain yet, she got trust issues, me too I understand, but me and you can't be each other's helping hand, as your man, and you're my girl, and my arms, we can be in a whole different world, like Dwayne and Whitley, nobody saw it coming, complicated situation, you don't see me running, but here I stand, right by you, so tell me ma, what you trying to do, cause it's fuck, so serious, the attraction got me curious, your kiss got me delirious, I need you to be hearing this, it's fuck, so serious, the attraction got me curious, your kiss got me delirious. To be hearing this. Late night on the phone talking butter in my ear, saying she my bad girl, loving what I hear. She drive me crazy when she talk about playing with the cat, but how can I blame her? She a freak like that. Getting so frisky, mad sexual tension, but when she bears her soul, she got my full attention. Cause on this route, without a doubt, shorty is gorgeous, inside and out, so cheering. And that's what I yearn for, everything about her make me wanna learn more, cause the way she talks to me, I can't be mad at y'all. So being with for years, don't seem bad at all. Something about her got me so open, happiness, restless, going through the motions. But I rock with her, cause she rock with me, and we can do this, baby, so happily. Cause it's fuck, so serious, the attraction got me curious, the kiss got me delirious, I need you to be hearing this. Cause it's fuck, so serious, the attraction got me curious, your kiss got me delirious, I need you to be hearing this. Be your man, you should be my girl, we can take over the world, taking trips across land, travel overseas, show you things you never seen, baby, you should be with me, this is where I stand, I wanna be your man, you should be my girl, we can take over the world, taking trips across land, travel overseas, show you things you never seen, baby, you should be with me.
Okay, and we back, and we back, and we back. Now, that last track was called Hearing This by me, myself, Chris Dallas. This is where it all started. The subject of that my muse in that song, this is where it all started. As you can see, I put her on a, I'm going to say I put her on a pedestal because everything I said in there was real. Everything I said about her was all truth. So she was such a light in my, she was such a light in my life that I got completely invested. And when things didn't happen the way I wanted to, which is us in a relationship, that bar was set so high that once I started getting back out there, it was no girl touching her. So it was really like, why bother? Because it was at, because I'm already at a point in my life where I've done what I wanted to do. Okay, I did the club scene. Okay, done that. Like, I did the club scene when I was a young boy. Done that. I've been a hoe. Shit, done that. I've been that nigga that can get, like, seven girls at one time. I did that. Now I want something real. Now I want to have that girl that I walk down the aisle with. Now I want that girl that I can actually sit down, have a family with. Now I want that girl to win all this, all everything that I'm going, that I'm accomplishing right now, really starts to bubble. I can sit down like, baby, we did this. Because a real woman like her was going to be right by my side, helping me out every step of the way. I want that type. So when I go back out there and that's not what I'm getting, it's no point of investing in these chicks. It's no point of, because I'm like, it's really like, if I cancel out sex, do I still want to be with her? Do I still want to be around her? Is she interesting enough to deal with if the pussy was off limits? And most of these chicks is no's. And that's the real shit.
Chris?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to help you out, bro. Why the fuck would you invest all that energy in a woman that wasn't yours?
It was your fault, Chris.
That's your fault. That's all your fault. So now you're penalizing all these other women because you put all your mutual funds, your 401k into somebody you didn't even own the stocks on. You didn't even own the options on it, Chris.
Very true. It was like a communication. It was like we was talking about the other night. It was a communication break. See, we was going off of emotions the whole time, but we never actually talked about it. We were just going off emotion, so I put all my stocks and bonds into a
Ponzi scheme. You put it in a Ponzi scheme. That's what you put it in. You put it in a Ponzi scheme. But it's all right,
why
though,
you be all that?
I ain't gonna bash you. You know why? Because at least you took a risk. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are too scared to take a fucking risk. At least you took a risk. Now you be a little bitch and you scared to take another risk. But it's okay, at least you took a risk before.
No, for real. It's not that I'm scared to take a risk. It's to the point where, like, I really thought about, like, because every time I get into something strong and it breaks off, I just go out and just start fucking anything I can. And I always thought about, why do I do that? And the reason was because I was trying to make everything that I just dealt with mean nothing.
Look, anybody that's listening, Chris, you gonna make a nigga, is your cycle starting? I need you to cut it out, Chris. Cut it out right motherfucking now. Nigga, is your cycle starting? Are you ovulating? Chris,
and this
you,
is
we
and this is
we
exact,
win.
And this is the exact responses I've been getting for a year and a half.
Because you're going about it all
think
wrong,
about,
Chris.
Think about
you're
it.
You're going about it all
think
wrong. You're shopping at the swap meet, expecting fucking Tiffany's jewelry to pop up. Quit shopping at the goddamn swap meet.
True. Yeah, you can say that. You're right. But the thing about it is, I didn't know it was a swap meet when I first saw it. I had to walk in to realize, hold on, wait. Nah, it's like that. Like, it was all nice and pretty out front, but then when I walked in, it was like, the fuck is this shit? Like, it's one of those old Western, it's like one of all them old Western themed restaurants. They look all nice and whatnot outside. But when you go in that motherfucker, it's all dusty and everything. Old motherfucker sitting at the bar looking all crazy and shit. Everything. You be like, hold on. Well, why the fuck am I trying to eat here? Hey, it's like that. But you know what? I'm going to get in. It's about to get interesting because I'm about to bring the most rational person I know. Rational dope. I'm going to bring my favorite person. The Angel of Wisdom. Miss Denia.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Get him, Denia. Get him, Denia. Get him, Denia.
Denia. Oh, yeah, I think Denia's on mute. Denia! Yeah, she got me on mute. Okay, that failed that plan. But I'm going to get into another caller and everything and see what they got to say about this. I feel like I'm about to put myself on. I feel like I'm putting myself on the cross today, but it is what it is. So, come on, shots fired. Oh, now Denia is back. Hello?
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 What's good?
What's good?
Hi, Denia. Please help Crush out. Please help him out. Please, Denia.
Tell him to go get some ass, Denia.
Tell him just go get some ass and quit being a female. Tell him, please, stop being a female.
How is it being a female? How is it being a female?
Hold on. Wait, what's the topic? Like, I'm confused. What's going on?
Male celibacy. Why is this son to porn? By people like dope.
Oh.
No. No, he's trying to pump fake you, Denia. He's trying to pump fake you. Here's what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll throw it on.
Crush invested all his time and emotions into a woman that wasn't his, and now, because the bar is set so high, he's shopping at the swap meet, and because he can't find no Tiffany's jewelry, he don't want to fuck nobody. That's the gist of it.
See, when you break it down like that, it sounds crazy. I'm not shopping at the swap meet when I know it. Like when I see the swap meet, I've walked past it, but it's the ones that got the Tiffany sign and look all freshly painted outside and shit that I keep walking into.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have free furniture or nothing. They got hollow boards all in the inside and shit. I don't want that. They don't got no secure foundations and everything. You can fall through the floor and end up in the basement. Ain't no way to get out the basement. Nah, I don't need that.
Okay. So you're saying why is he celibate? Is that what the conversation is?
Yes.
Okay. It's a choice. Like, it's, I don't understand why. I kind of don't understand why it's on the phone, because it's a choice regardless. I mean, it's until he finds the right person, or, you know, and it keeps your ass out of trouble. I'll say that much.
Thank you.
You don't worry about it, but
thank you.
You don't worry about being a baby daddy. So, I mean, like, I don't see why it's on the phone. I mean, like, I think I've said it before, like, a relationship has to be more than just sex, period. Yes, it's important at some point, but that's not all it can be. If you don't have that mental situation anyways, the sex is not going to help the situation. If it's not there mentally, the sex is going to be like just that. not going to be a relationship. It's going to be just like, that's a totally different situation. So if you can find a way to get a relationship, to have a relationship with somebody and not have sex, before you're both ready, that's a stronger relationship right there. Because you have actually gone past the point where you're sitting up there and you're able to mentally get, mind fucked, as people would say. You know what I mean? As opposed to just like, it's all about your body, it's all about whatever. All that trivial bullshit.
I say celibacy's good. Celibacy is great. But for a year and a half, I'm just saying, that's just too long. That's too long to punish yourself, Craig.
It's a personal choice, though. Like, I mean, it's a personal choice if you want
not,
to do this relationship
it's not
again.
It's not punishment because I know what it's for. Like, I know why I'm doing it.
Right.
So it's not punishment. It's more, is the better myself. Because it's going better who I end up with.
Let me get you some tissue. Let me get you some tissue and some panty liners.
Whatever. He wants to prove. From what I understand, he wants to prove that, that's not all about sex. I don't see what the problem is with that.
I don't either.
So,
But you know the most ignorant thing that I heard about this is?
What?
We're just having a conversation at work. Not how we got on this subject, but I was like, I can't wait till I get a girlfriend because we were just having a natural conversation about like somebody like a relationship at work, and I was like, yo, I can't wait till I get a girlfriend. She might die the way I've been built up. So they were like, what you mean by that? I was like, well, I haven't been in a relationship for almost 2 years. So they were like, okay, but you still fucking, right? I was like, no, I'm celibate. That's gay. That's the most ignorant shit I ever heard in my life. Like,
how's
it gay that I want to better myself? But this is the funny part. The cat that said it, he got, I seen the chicks that he fuck with, like, how you want to judge me? You need to be something. You need, maybe you can look before you fuck. What you saying tonight?
It's about having standards. It's about, knowing that you want to be someone specific and not wanting to just be like, oh, yeah, well, they're cute. Let me go ahead and mess around with them. No, because you want to use this person to a specific person. And you're like, okay, I'll wait until I can see them and do a demo or whatever. Which is not always easy, really, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, so it's just a personal choice. And if you really, like, judge you on it, that's some bullshit, and then you should fuck up and check your own lives. I'm just saying. That's just my opinion, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I have to go, because I was calling in real quick to support the show. But I'm actually out with some friends, so I have to go. But, I love y'all. For that.
Shout out
to the Fast Music. I will talk to y'all later. All right.
Bye, Denaya. We love you.
Bye, Denaya. Love you.
Bye. Denaya going to have my next baby. Denaya going to have my next baby.
Denaya going to have your next baby. Really?
Yes, you are my next baby.
Nah. See, Denaya is halfway what I'm looking for. But I say halfway because Denaya, she from Chirac, so I ain't got guns like that. So I can't piss her off because I'll be waking up dead. And that's real shit. Like, I ain't fucking with Denaya because I'm scared I might do something wrong. That's the only reason. I would be so scared to do something wrong. Yeah. But we're going to get into another caller. And Dope, I'm gonna fuck you up if you keep on Instagram with this bullshit. I really am gonna fuck you up.
Don't look at this last one, Crush. Don't look at this
really?
Last one. Just,
really?
Don't look at the last one.
Really dope. That's how we doing this. You know what? I'm about to call your sister. Keep on fucking with me. I'm gonna call your sister. Yeah. See what happens then.
She's gonna tell you get some ass, Crush.
You know what she might. Shout out to Dope Sister. She the real goon in the family. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I was just saying. We waiting for Mrs. Wright.
Yeah. That's all I want. I want Mrs. Wright. That's all I want. Like why? Like that's the problem. Why people hate who they with because they settled or they got trapped. And well, in Delaware you get trapped because Delaware's small. Everybody pretty much fucked everybody. That's the bad part. And that's another reason. My high school, the high school I graduated from, was number one in STDs and pregnancies.
Wow.
I'm going to let that simmer for a minute. My high school, Delaware, as small as the state is, my high school was number one in STDs and pregnancies. Because really in Delaware, ain't shit to do. So, really, ain't shit to do but fuck shit up and fuck. That's really all you really can do in Delaware. So, you got a lot of sots running the fuck around. You got a lot of little lunatics terrorizing the streets. That's all. That's really, like, really, it's nothing really to do in Delaware. Because they took out everything that was of interest and where people could actually have fun and wonder why everybody's so fucking crazy. That's why, because we don't have nothing to fucking do. Hell, if I didn't have this job, I'd probably be running the streets too. Allegedly. That's the story I'm speaking to. But we're going to get some more callers and everything before I incriminate myself. Don't judge me, dope. This is all legend. But, yeah.
Yep.
We're going to go to this 612-220. Caller, you're live on the show. Next up, love. Station name. Who you, big?
What's up, family?
Yo, dope. Dope.
Yeah.
Call off the search party. We found her. Call off the search party.
Found who?
Go ahead. Introduce yourself. Because Lord knows I've been looking. Lord knows I've been looking for you for about 5 months.
You a lie.
All right, three.
You a lie. You don't respond to no messages, no texts, no Facebook. It's like you abandoned me, but it's all good. I mean, it's okay. I
is this fucking Chocolate?
Hi, Joe.
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, Chocolate ain't shit. I was going to let everybody. Chocolate ain't shit.
You ain't shit.
I love your black ass, but you ain't shit. You've been MIA like the heat. You've been MIA like the heat, nigga.
I'm sorry. I have artists that have demanded my time and attention. So I've put down my radio personality hat for just a moment and been focused on the manager hat. But all hats are now back in full rotation, so you can catch me hosting in any city and state near you. You can catch me on the radio effective this week, Monday and Fridays. Mondays with my exposed show, exposing it all, and Fridays with our live interviews from the Rise Club in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then my managerial hat is always on because I have artists that are taking off right now, like Rob, Yaya, and Miss Scarface, who all will be in Miami when we go for our next little radio showcase at the end of August on the 28th. So I'm sorry, guys. I've been MIA. But I've been grinding every day trying to make sure I get the money right for the team. So so we can all eat. That's all.
So what you're saying is you got something for us to eat. Is that what you're saying? You got something for us to eat?
What I'm saying is me and people in my area, we eat it, right? And if you could get closer to us, you could be eating too.
Okay, so you're that crush? So
I'm just trying to find out why you guys are not coming to Miami at the end of August.
I'm poor chocolate.
When clearly you have known about this for months. Probably as long as I've been on this so-called search party for me.
It had to be at least about 4 or 5 months. 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 or 5 months.
What's your excuse, though?
So you have to get quiet and don't answer my question.
I'm poor chocolate. Gas is high out here in California. Rent is high out here in California.
And my job won't cut my fucking hours like crazy. I'm barely holding on to dear life.
You got a promotion at work at Kenosha. You mean to tell me, hold on, Carson Cameron, you got a promotion at work at Kenosha. You mean to tell me that you don't have vacation time available? And Dope Ass Music, I only put a comment on your situation, but what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, Crush, what are you doing? Yeah, Crush, yeah.
Yeah, Dope, what are you doing?
I'm 3,000 miles away.
Listen, you're 3,000 miles away. I'm a lot of miles away, too, but I'm still coming.
See, the way my checking and saving is set up, right?
let me tell you something. The way my checking and savings account is set up with the 9-to-5 job and my side hustle, I'm going to need for you not to have no motherfucking excuses. You feel me?
Did I tell you I love you chocolate? Did I tell you I love you chocolate?
Y'all ain't shit.
But well, we love you. We love you. Love you, dude.
Hey, but you know what? Miss Chocolate is celibate, though, Crush. So she understands what you're going through. Miss Chocolate's celibate.
Miss Chocolate, who?
You're celibate.
I'm celibate. What?
Celibate. You're celibate.
I ain't celibate. I'm not selling a bit, but I'm selling it.
Damn.
Miss Chocolate says she's tired of giving it up to these no good Negroes, so she's trying to find that right one, and so that's why she's saving it. She's saving it for me, but you know what I'm saying. She try to pretend she don't want a light skinned brother, but she really do.
Dope ass music. You might want to go sit in a tanning booth for like 5 years and then I might.
Damn. Bars. They hit you with the bars. So, Chaz, what is your opinion on the topic at hand?
How about you being a softy? I'm sorry, I mean, on you being a ladies' man but not having a lady because you're the man? I think that when the time is right to crush the catalyst, everything will work out accordingly, okay? But for now, I say continue to grind and get yours, and then when the time is right, you'll know it because you're going to want to start spending your money on it. Until you find out one that makes you want to wine and diner and show her what life was supposed to be like with a fly guy like you.
She going to get the dick. She going to get the dick.
Huh?
As soon as I find that one, she going to get the dick.
Well, I mean, considering you're holding it all in, she might just get some good dick. It'd be a whole lot that's been held up for so long.
Been wanting and wanting and wanting. Woo! Light blow your head off.
Stupid, <open.
laughs> And boom goes the dynamite. And boom goes the dynamite.
Well, look, I got firecrackers. I ain't got no sticks of diamond. I just got firecrackers. Just go pop, pop, pop.
Are you still talking about why you're not coming to Miami giving me another excuse?
Look at chocolate.
It's all good. I know y'all don't plan on doing these things in advance like we do, but you know, maybe next time around y'all can get in, you know, on the same page as us. So,
well, see,
I don't know.
Y'all I had to save all my money because I got to go to Alabama in October. Shout out to Blast Your Thoughts. I'm going to go hang over with my man Blast out there in Alabama.
Oh, so you can go to Alabama, but you can't come to Miami?
Alabama, it only costs like $3 to stay in a hotel in Alabama. Like, you
want to know something? You want to know something, Dope Ass Music? Closed mouths don't get fed. So if Dope Ass Music wanted to even perform at a Next Level Radio Showcase event or anything, things could have been done in advance, but, you know, y'all don't communicate and talk to us like y'all would love us. So, I don't know. I'm going to say this. Like, the next time we get a show together and y'all see about a month in advance, I need y'all to plan like y'all part of family with us, too, because I'm still not feeling love, not feeling love. I mean, damn, I'm even working on my trip to Cali as we speak with my new artist, Miss Scarface.
She's coming to Cali, dope. You got fake mail, dope.
My list is Dope Ass Music. With that being said, I would love them to sit and chit chat all night, but money calls and I have to go, okay? I got to go take just a minute so that me and the squad can be in Miami full force. So you guys have a great show. I want y'all to let everything I just said marinate. Let it marinate overnight. Y'all can get me an inbox later on. I'm pretty sure you're going to want to anyways. So, enjoy your night. Enjoy the show. Crush the catalyst. Don't swing no pipe until it's right, okay?
Is that a slogan? That's like an after-school slogan.
It really is.
Yeah. Something like that.
We might have a hashtag that put on some T-shirts.
Hashtag that
dope ass
music and Instagram
me,
okay? Love you guys. Bye. I
gotta go. Bye,
chocolate.
She gave you the business crush. She gave you the business crush. She told you crush.
First of all, she said she's going to Cali first, so she gave you the business.
She ain't ready to come out here to Cali. She ain't ready to see me. She ain't ready to see dope ass music.
Are you done? But you know what? Let's get into another call. Because I don't know. Hold on. Who is on my side right now? First of all, Denai is on my side. Okay. Stop by say things I'm lying. You, where are you with it?
I'm. It's all your fault. I can't ride with you because you started the fuckery. Like, you know, I can't ride with you because you started the fuckery. If you invested the fuckery, because you invested in a woman that wasn't yours. This whole thing is now because you fucked up. I can't support that.
She was that girl, dope. I'm sorry. She was that girl.
I'm not saying that she wasn't that girl, but she wasn't your girl.
Listen, I can say easy. She could have probably been the one that got away. You know how every nigga got that one girl that got away? She can easily be mine. And I can say that. And I can say that with all faith. She's the one that got away. She's the one that got away. I can say that with faith.
Let's go to the next caller, Chris, because you're killing me, man. I'm going to send you some Midol. I'm going to send you some Motrin.
Yeah, why got to be? All right, we're going to the next caller then. Fine. We're going to the 442-333. Ain't that sad how fucked up that was trying to get out? Carla, you're live. It's next with Glow.
Hey,
Crush.
What's up, Crush?
Hey, Carter.
How are you?
Oh, shit. Oh, God, dog. Oh, shit.
I didn't do shit to you.
Dope. Hey, we're not having this. We're We're not having this today. I will mute the both of y'all.
You better behave.
I'm just saying, Color Blue don't know nothing about no celibacy. Color Blue don't know nothing about celibacy.
Oh, well, guess what? I've been celibate for how long now? Yeah. Anywho, what's up, Crush?
What's going on, Carter? What? How you feeling tonight, and how you feeling the discussion of tonight?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear all of it, but and I should kick your ass because now I'm at CVS trying to damn raspberry drink. I fucking hate you for that. Anyways, I actually just left the movie theater. I'm going to die anyway, so why not? Why not? I'm just saying. All
right, go ahead and start taking that beer ass.
Shit, I drank it this damn long. I mean, I don't see why not. But, no, I actually just came from the movie.
Don't put that on Instagram. Carter likes a beaver ass.
Oh, he does too.
Hey. Why do I like beaver ass? What the fuck is beaver ass?
We're going to get off the topic right quick and everything. I'm going to just put this disclaimer out there. Anything with raspberry, anything with artificial raspberry flavoring is, the main ingredient is the anal glands of beavers. So every time you drink any raspberry iced tea, every time you eat anything raspberry, lip gloss, a Jolly Rancher, anything raspberry, you're licking the ass of a beaver. Have fun with it. Now, back to the subject. At hand.
You're such a killer, I swear.
I'm going to go to McDonald's and wait for it. To order some raspberry tea. I'm like, you want your beer ass on ice with sugar?
Listen, we got 15 minutes. I might be taking this into overtime because I still got a lot of callers online. So, Oh, shit. Oh, I got to bring this person in right now. Fuck that. This probably be another person that you probably cuss out. She's our favorite New Yorker. I think she is.
Oh, the Jets ain't shit. I say it right now. The Jets ain't shit. He ain't shit. What's up, TT?
Hi, my loves. They didn't say Chance and Chloe. Go sit the hell down. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, TT? How are you?
Nothing. You see?
Is that TT?
I know. Yes, it is, wife.
Hi, TT. What the hell you been?
I've been working.
Exactly.
I told you guys the last time I spoke to you guys, I was working two jobs. So I work 12 hours a day. And then I just recently had surgery. So.
Well, it's finally good to hear your voice again.
I know.
We missed you.
God, you know, went MIA on everybody.
Girl,
money's the one that matters the most.
I like the heat in the finals.
I'm sorry. You know there's money to be made. You know, I'm trying to buy a house before I'm 26. So there's a lot of shit I have to do.
True.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad it's good to hear your voice again.
Thanks. But, you know, you guys got my number. Y'all could always check on me. Sheesh. Crush only call me when he wants something or when he tired at work.
What?
Yeah, don't nobody care about Crush. Well,
that's
I should
time
say Crush don't
me.
Care about nobody else, I should say. And we damn sure know Dope don't give F about
When was the last time Dope called me?
She talking irrational again. I had to mute Carter. She was talking irrational again.
The last time I ever received a call from Dope was like last year. That's crazy.
Damn.
Because I talk to you all the time on the show. But see, now that you don't call
when
it the
last
show,
time she's been on the show?
That's
crazy.
I don't want to make her dude mad. I don't want to call then, you know, saying make her dude mad.
Yeah, that makes, like, freaking hell. You in a relationship now. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, normally we could call you anytime we fucking want it. Now you got a relationship.
We don't live together. Like, see, that's where y'all got it fucked
up.
So
we don't
want to
call
like,
you in the middle of the... See, we don't want to call
listen,
you in the middle
listen,
of the night.
Listen.
And he like, yo, who that?
Listen. You see how I work crazy hours? My man works crazy hours, too. When he's done, finished work, he tends to the kids, and then I'm next. So I usually see him on a weekend, and plus we're not in the same state. We're only an hour away. I'm in New York, and he's in Connecticut. So... that's how we operate. We operate on the weekends. Talk throughout the day, but y'all can still call. Like, I'm not married to him. What is he going to tell me? Oh, he's not supposed to call you at such and such time. I'll be, like, looking at him like, you stupid. Like, these niggas was in my life way before you came in my life. It's just certain shit a nigga got to respect.
I agree with the dogs. I agree with the dogs.
Yeah, we agree with the dogs.
You hear them? They know what time it is. But it's crazy because I got you on speakerphone and they know you on the phone. Like, they know your voice.
That's crazy. Yeah. What up, dogs? What up, my dogs?
Look, say hi to Uncle Crush and Uncle Dope and Auntie Carter.
Nah, Carter left because she got mad. I muted her because she was talking crazy.
They look in the phone. All right, that's enough. Sit down.
TZ, the topic at hand is male celibacy. How do you feel on it?
A nigga cannot stay celibate for too long. I know that for a fact. The only time they could do that is when they in jail. That's the only time. Because they don't have no pussy. They don't have no pussy around them unless you got a guard throwing pussy at them. That's the only way.
But I'm doing it. What you mean? I'm doing it.
You're doing it by choice.
Exactly.
You.
That's why it's called
you're
celibacy.
Just weird. Hush, you're
by
just
choice.
Weird. Like, how long have you haven't had any pussy for? Like, that's just sad.
A year and 6 months.
Excuse me?
That nigga's
sperm is doing the Stevie Wonder
Like, When you do get some pussy, like, the sperm is not going to know what the fuck to do. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. They going to be confused. Like, that don't make no sense. Crush, I'm going to need you to get it together because that is ridiculous. And don't you say
excuse
that
there's no... I'm trying to get it together. I'm trying to get into a relationship that I can actually... be in a relationship. I'm trying to actually find something real.
You fuck yourself. Let me tell you how you fuck yourself up. You fuck yourself up for wanting to put yourself in a position as being a side nigga. That's what you fuck yourself up at. You always think that being a side nigga is good enough when you don't even give the chance to female to say if she wants you as a side nigga or... she wants you as her me.
You think
like,
I put myself
as her me?
You think I put myself as a side nigga?
Crush.
It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do not make me do that 2-hour and 45-minute drive to Delaware and kicking your door because you know exactly. Even Crush, even with me, you just automatically said like, "Damn, I'm your side nigga." I'm like, "Well, damn, you didn't even give me the option to say if I wanted you as my side nigga."
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which
yep.
9 times out of 10, the type of person you are and the shit that you've been through, I wouldn't have put you as a side nigga. I would have gave you the benefit of the doubt. You would have had to prove me wrong.
Yep.
So yep, you put your own self in.
See, you were different. See, you were different.
It's not different. If you stop fucking with these noble bitches that ain't about shit,
yep.
and stop wanting to fuck your friends and your best friends and your family and everything else, you wouldn't have to be. You have to figure a female out. I mean, most females, the signs is there that she's not interested or she's pretending to be interested. You just have to pay attention. You just jump into shit and you're not thinking about nothing else. You got to think about everything. I'm going to fuck how good the pussy is. That don't mean nothing. You can have good pussy and you're not loyal whatsoever.
Exactly.
The bitches that you fuck with, they don't have no sense of loyalty. And just by me being your friend, if I was to see them, I would slap the shit out of them. Because that's just wrong. So you can't blame females. You got to blame yourself.
You didn't hurt them. I am blaming myself.
Stop crying about it and suck that shit up and do what you got to do.
Yeah. Put them damn panty liners away.
I'm crying. It's just like, why is this topic so crazy to believe? That's what I'm trying to think. Why is it so crazy to believe?
It's nothing crazy to believe it. There's niggas that get pussy and there's niggas that don't get pussy. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
There's some niggas that you could just walk down the street and you'd be like, I'd be like, damn, this nigga don't get no pussy. I feel sorry for him. But I ain't about to give up my shit.
I'm sorry.
And your situation is something just totally different. You just have to stop letting these females... Like I said, you're not getting pussy because you don't want to and you want to be in a relationship. Half of these bitches that you was dealing with, they knew that was your weakness. They knew you wanted a relationship. That's why they gave it to you. So they gave you a pretend relationship so you could keep hitting it. There's nothing wrong with hitting it and quitting it. I fuck you tonight. I don't know you tomorrow. I do it all the time.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But
I've had niggas walk down the street
that.
And they be like, hey,
so
and I'll be
that.
Like, do I know you? They be like, yeah, like, we hooked up. I'll be like, we did, for real? I remember that. There's nothing wrong with that.
But that's the thing. I'm so done with that. Like, I'm so done with the hit it and quit it. I'm so done with the, I don't know you in the morning. Like, I'm done with that. I don't
then
want
you
that.
Know
I
what?
Wanna...
Then you know what? You're just not going to get no pussy then. You better get used to righty and lefty 24/7.
Yeah, that's why your forearms look like Popeye, nigga.
Right? Look, that's why his forearms look so brolic now that he got them tattoos on there.
Y'all both can go to hell, okay?
He been getting the only
both
workout.
Y'all can go to hell. Really, though? Really? Yeah, that's
your left hand jealous of your right hand?
Which one get more attention?
Really, that's how we playing it now? That's how we playing it, y'all? I got a lot of jokes. I hate both of y'all.
That's sad. Chance get more pussy than you. That's bad. Crush, I'm going to need you to get it together.
Yeah, Crush. I'm starting a campaign. Crush, we're going to do the Crush needs some.
Yes. Damn, where is Tory when we need him to make the t-shirts?
No, we don't need Tory making no fucking t-shirt.
Yes, you do. You need a t-shirt.
Hold on, Denaya want to speak again. Hold on.
Denaya! Oh, my God. Lord, that's crazy. Yo.
Not funny. It is not funny. It's so not funny.
It's crazy. It's a crazy situation that I'm not understanding why, like, people can't understand a personal choice. Like, I'm not understanding why that's so wrong. I'm just not getting that.
It's not wrong. We're blaming Crush for his own doing. He did this. It'd be different if this was because, you know, he's just... No, he fucked up in the beginning. Now he's dealing with the consequences of what he did. So I have no sympathy for Crush. He needs to just go ahead and just deal with it.
Wait, what do you mean he should have been in the game?
I am dealing with it, though.
Hold on, wait, Dope. What do you mean he confused? He screwed up in the beginning. What does that mean?
See, he created this. See, what happens is, like I said before, he invested all his love, attention, and affection without getting the contract of this. You're my woman. He was renting the pussy. See, he didn't have the option to buy. He wasn't leasing it. He didn't purchase it.
Right.
He was just. Matter of fact, he was subleasing. He was subletting the pussy.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Really? Hold on. We're gonna get
Blast said bring him on. Blast said bring him on. Blast said he got
so I know, Lord. I see. That's who I'm about to bring on. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, let's go, Blast. Let's go, Blast. Go ahead. Let's go.
Hey, Chris, I got a question.
What's
up? Like,
okay.
How you going to beat your meat, but you ain't going to get no pussy? Like, not beat your meat and get some pussy. Like, I don't understand that. Like, if you're going to still beat it, you might as well get some. Like, it ain't no, I don't understand. Like, all right, you can put me back on mute.
Really, Blast? That's how we doing it? What'd you say?
That's why you be so angry all the time. I was wondering why you don't call the blue be angry.
I'm not angry.
You're an angry guy. Man, listen, man.
I'm angry?
They're going to have to take you to the strip club or something, man. No, I'll just like with you, man. So, hey, this is just a thorough conversation to have right now. So,
I mean, it's real because I really want to know what's the big deal. Why is it so, like, why can't people understand it? Like, it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice that I made because I know how my mind and my emotions work. I know I tied shit to sex. So take sex out of the equation, I can weed out the chicks that I deal with easier because I can ask myself, if I didn't get the pussy, would I still want to deal with her? And most of the time,
man,
it's no.
You hired me, man. I'm with you on that. I do agree with you. Now, if I was in your position, I probably would follow your rules. But I do agree with you on that right there. That's it, man.
See?
I agree with you. I ain't hating on you. I think it's a gentleman thing to do. But, you know, it's just the world we live in that you have to do it. You have to get some pussy. You have to do this. It's like, that's the world that we live in that we, you know, that we look, our friends look crazy at us when we don't. Like, when we get out the phone, I'm going to call Dope. I'm like, this nigga really don't get no pussy. Like, we really don't have that conversation when we get out the phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to say it behind you, man. I'm going to come tell you to your face. Like, I'm like, what the hell wrong with this dude? This dude really don't get no pussy. All this pussy in the world, he don't get no pussy. I say, I'm mad. I can't get him one piece of pussy. And you get all the pussy you want. What the hell wrong with you? See, that's the kind of conversation me and Dope going to have when I get out the phone. You know what I'm saying? I just want you to
say
it out loud.
So y'all
gonna
talk about me?
I'm like, this nigga.
I mean, at least I feel better knowing that y'all gonna talk about me.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just like the type of nigga that gonna tell you in your face. I ain't gonna wait and then call a dope after I get off the show and be like talking about you behind your back. I'm just gonna say it out loud. But
yeah, respect that,
you know, man. I was just gonna let you know, man. Hey, get some for the team, man. They can't get none, man. Get some, man. That's all I'm saying.
Shout out to Brad. Brad tells me that all the time. He says, don't turn down that pussy. I'm like, Brad, you're right. I'm gonna take one for the team.
Thank you. Take one for the team. Like, I can't smash no more.
That's why you ain't
you know
shit
saying?
Now, dope.
So,
but that's the reason you ain't shit now.
I can't smash no more. So I'll be telling Dope and other people that I know that's, you know, in that lifestyle right now, they'd be like, hey, smash that one for me, Dope, because I can't do it. Thanks.
Yeah. Shut up. wasn't prepared for that. Yeah. Stop, I say, do you have anything to say on this?
I'm still.
I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all back
you feel something you say?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good, man. Y'all can put me on me.
I'm so dumb and black. Y'all just, man. You know what? I'm gonna get into this next caller. I'm gonna get into a 443-614. Caller, you're live on the air. State your name, who you be?
Yo.
Yo.
You talking to me, cuz?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, cuz? What's good with you, man? I'm not on my phone. But I'm good. That's why I know the phone number when you said it. What's happening, man?
What's goody? What's goody? Say your name, who you be, and everything so people know.
Well, my name is Deron, man. I'm Crush Cover. What's up? I heard a little bit of your topic a while ago. What's going on with you, man? You need some help or something? I mean, you going to be all right out there? You need me to, you know, come through with and help
he
you?
He going to hook you up? Is he trying to hook you up? What has this show become
This is Big Cousin and everything. This family right here. This is family.
Right.
Cousin. All right, Big Cousin. I'm going to keep it all the way funky with you.
All right.
It's just what I said. Like, I linked everything to sex, so once I took sex out of the equation, it was like a lot of these girls that I've been messing with, I'm like, can I really deal with them without sex? And the answer was no. So that's why I've been like I've been. So it's a way to make me stronger, give me more time, because I'm not dealing with chicks that I don't even want to deal with because if
wait a
they
minute,
wasn't
wait a
giving
minute,
us
wait
the pussy.
You think you took out the sex because of what now? That's what I'm confused about. Why did you cut that off?
Because it was better. It was better for me because it was better for me because I was thinking I was dealing with chicks that I wasn't nearly there with because one they were just irritating the fuck out of me and I was like and without sex they had nothing else. Basically, they were walking pussies.
But doesn't that say that you were dealing with the wrong girls?
Yeah, that's 100%. Whoever that is over there talking, you 100% correct.
Oh, yeah. Chris don't want to tell you the truth, Chris. Chris don't want to tell you the truth.
No,
I'm going to tell you the truth.
How you doing? What you say, Suda?
I said if the chicks that you were dealing with, you found out once you took sex of the equation that there was nothing there, maybe you should have thought it was like a fully experiment with them. I'm just saying. Maybe you should have the conversation beforehand because if you can't have a conversation with someone, what is the point of even dealing with them on that level? Like, I don't understand how that can help to take that out of the equation that just totally screws up the whole thing. Like, there should have been some kind of conversation before so you knew what the heck you were getting into.
Okay,
guys.
So, I want to know where you be finding these girls at, my man.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Delaware?
You need to change the perspective you be dealing with.
I'm saying, but where in Delaware? Where you be at when you see you get this bird flu that you got, whatever going on?
it's the bird flu.
He said bird
it's
flu.
It's the bird flu,
right.
Because
yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, the
bird
flu.
I be catching the avian flu and everything. Anywhere I be, like I meet a chick at the job, meet her at a show. Meet her at the mall, wherever I be, like.
You still meeting chicks at the mall? See, that's the problem right there. See, you just solved your whole problem right there. You still meet chicks at the mall? Really? The mall?
I mean,
How old are you? The mall, for real? You meaning mall rat?
I mean,
where do you think he should meet him at then? Where do you think he should meet him at?
Thank you.
I don't know who
you
are. It's like, hold on, wait, stop.
Where?
I mean, at different places, like, I mean, like, if he's, I mean, he's an artist, like, he could meet them, like, in the venues he's performing or whatever, not necessarily the mall, but that's, like, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, wait, I feel some type of way about that, because I have niggas that come up to me all the time in the mall, and I'll be, like, the same thing, like, damn, niggas still come up to chicks in the mall, but I'd rather meet you there, to be honest with you, than to meet you in a club or somewhere Oaks. Crush problem.
I mean, like,
is
you're being the wrong girl, so I'm saying, like, there's a difference between, like, I mean, like, if there's a difference between, like, apparently you're being the wrong girl at the mall, so, like, I think that's the problem. Like, if you meet somebody at the mall, it's a situation where, like, you know, you're going to the same store, whatever this may be, or, like, you know, but I think the problem is that he's meeting the wrong chicks at the mall. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's meeting those crazy girls.
Let's relate the area. What is the reason, what is the conversation that happens with these females that you get from?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right.
I mean, is it?
First things first, right? Are these girls pretty, man? That's the first thing we got to deal with.
Of course.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, I figured that.
Come on, you really think I'm going to deal with the ugly girl knowing our family?
Well, I know, you're exactly right.
Remember, like, and also, look at our family. If a girl ain't emotionally, mentally strong, Mama would dissect her. Sylvia herself would just dissect her.
Shout
and then you gotta
to
tell Lisa, Nina, Jazz. That girl, I'd be walking that girl into death row.
Okay, well, then what's the conversation that you have with these ladies?
Right.
Are they
real talk? That's what I want to know. Cause
can they carry on
a
conversation?
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. How can you say that, like, there's nothing there without that? Like, that there's something that wasn't anything there from the jump, and you weren't thinking about that,
like,
which is a problem.
Most of them,
so let me find out if you talk about these doozy sausage heads. You know what I'm saying? So let me find out this stuff these doozy sausage heads say.
Doozy sausage heads?
Look, I could literally tell y'all how crush conversation go with a female.
He will talk to
a female, right? And then her head could seem like is right. And then once Crush mentioned that he's an artist or whatever, he's trying to make it, then, you know, her eyes, you know, bulge out or whatever. And then she'd be like, he just might make it. They sell him a good game, all right?
Gotcha.
He gets a pussy.
Okay.
Then on top of that, when they be like, well, damn, you know, I got this, or I can't get this out of him, or he said he was this, and he's really not, then that's where shit go bad, and they don't want to be bothered with him. And nine times out of ten, they got their homie, they got their man on the side, but because Crush mentioned the word artist, or whatever the case is, they'd be like, oh, okay, so let's see what I'm going to get.
Okay, hold on for a second, man. Yo, my man. Do you be lying to these chicks too?
Hell no!
Because, you know, you got to keep it all the way funky, man, if you're going to make it a relationship. So
exactly. Man. I never lie to them. I keep it all the way. I keep it too real, actually. Most of the time, I keep it too real.
That's a fact, though. That's a fact, though, that you don't be lying to them.
I don't be lying to them. Because why lie? I don't really got time to lie to him. Like, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of it? Because if I lie one time, I'm going to have to lie again and everything and gradually keep moving on and upgrading their lives. I don't have that time. That takes too much time.
Crush can't even keep up with a lie. I know that firsthand.
Okay, well, hold up.
I can't even keep up with a lie.
Hold on for a second. Let me get another one in here real quick. So, what do you look for in the chick?
Oh, my girls right there, man.
What do you look for in the chick?
Really, what I'm looking for the most is honesty. Let me know what it is. I keep it all the way a buck. Like, I keep it all the way a buck from Jump Street. So we have no problems. Like,
When I say I'm at the studio, I'm at the studio. And this proof I'm at the studio, I will invite you. Like, yo, I'm about to go to the studio. Do you want to come? I'm hitting you up while I'm at the studio, while I'm working. Just, like, because the one thing, and the other biggest thing is trust. Trust me. Because it's so many girls that got their heads so fucked up from other dudes that they can't trust.
Wait a second. Because when I logged on to the joint and I heard them talking, they said that you like to be the side dude. Is that you?
It's not that I like to be the side dude. It's just what they put me into. Like, I literally came into...
Let me hit you like my mother say. That's not the question, son. I asked you, do you... Because you know that's my, you know, your godmother. Let's go like this.
Yeah.
She was telling me that's not the question, son. So that's what I'm going to say to you right now. Do you want to be the side dude and play that's the role you will play a role? Tell me that, cuz.
I don't want to be the side dude. Like,
don't play the role. You're looking for a relationship, but you want to play the side dude? Okay. Come on, man. Tell me more than that.
See, I told you, crush.
Tell me more than that right now. I know you ain't staring this shut. You better say something.
It's free
something.
This is how it be. I get into something. We talk. Like, I start everything off as friends.
Okay.
Then things escalate. The more I'm off of intellect. Like, if you don't got an intelligence, I get bored with a chick in 5 minutes. But if she has intellect, I fuck with her. Like, that's what stimulates
me. Hold on,
me.
Man.
I'm going to try this one more time.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the phone.
And I'm about to explain it. But I had to go into this to explain it.
Okay. My fault.
I go off of intellect. And the more I learn about a chick, the more I like her. To the point where... Like, okay, I'm all in. But really, at points, I forget to put myself into a position where, like, I forget to, like, you know what, where is this going? And by the time I get to the point, I'll be like, where is this going? That's when it hit me, like, oh, I'm dealing with this dude, this da-da-da-da.
Wait a minute, you didn't answer that
all the way out. I have a...
Wait a minute, man. Wait.
Because
wait,
it always, start, cause it always
minute,
starts
man.
Out as sprint. It always starts out as sprint.
You don't ask
the
chick
and
if she got a man.
If, not
wait
really.
Minute,
see, right
on,
now, I don't care. Like, at the beginning, I don't care. Like, I don't care who you're talking to at the beginning. I don't want, like, I don't care about who you're dealing with because I don't want you asking me who I'm dealing with because that's the one thing that I can't stand either. Like, if we're not in a, like, and something
well,
that
well,
we're building.
Why are you dealing with somebody if you're trying to get into
care.
A relationship?
Mm.
I'm just asking you. You said that you don't want to reveal that who you're dealing with. So why are you trying to be in a relationship with someone if you already got somebody that you're dealing with? I'm just saying.
I'm not
man.
Dealing with nobody. But they
I'm
usually are.
I'm not right now, but I'm doing it for fun. So what you got going on right now? What's the real? Keep it fucking. What you got right now?
As in what?
You got a girl right now?
No.
When's the last time you had a girl?
I don't nothing right now.
What's your name again?
Right about 3 years ago.
3 years ago? Yo, what? Hold on, man. Wait a second, man. What's going on right now? So wait, man. I'm going to come up there. I'm going to have to come up. I'm going to come up there next week.
Dope, where you at? Dope, where are you? I'm loving every bit of this, crush. Because, you see, I'm on your cousin's side. Everything that he's telling you, didn't I tell you? Didn't we have conversations about this all the time?
Yo, my man. Wait a minute, man. For real, I'm going to be up there. I got to come up there. I'm going to get Troy. We're going to come up there next weekend. I'm going to still be up there. We're going to come check you out, my man.
Well,
What's your name again, lady? What's your name?
Oh, I'm TT.
Where you at?
I'm in New York.
I was in New York 2 weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
We had a basketball tournament in Orchard Beach in the Bronx.
In the Bronx?
Yeah, we was at the
Hits
tournament.
That's where I'm at, yeah.
Shout out to Double G, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that ain't the point. Now, back to my cousin here, Mr. 3-Year Itch. So,
3-Year Itch.
So what you looking for, man? What you looking for right now? You looking for a wife?
Yeah.
Word.
One that's not gonna fuck him over.
And she gotta be pretty, right? That's what you said, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she gotta be intelligent, right?
Yep.
And what else? She gotta have she gotta work, does she gotta have a car? What else you need?
Be loyal. Be intelligent and be loyal.
Also,
everything else is really
okay.
Mostly a plus. Be intelligent and be loyal because that's what I want. Like, I'm so sick of the other bullshit. Just be intelligent and be loyal.
Okay.
Crush, can I
We can go a long way off of that.
Can you say
Crush,
something?
Crush, I love you, but right now you sound so desperate. You sound so desperate right now. And this is bad.
I don't think that's the case.
Crush. You just sound so desperate,
when you go,
and it's bad.
It's not
because
desperate.
I keep
because
telling
you
over.
When you're going through so much, and that's all you want.
But you put
bad.
Yourself through that. You put yourself through that. You can't, like I told you earlier, nobody can't take the fault but you. You let these chicks in your life. All you have to do is read a female. It's not that hard. When you read a female, you could see how she moving. Like, I don't understand how men always say, like, yo, I'm ahead of you. Nah. A nigga could never be ahead of me. I'm always ahead of him. Like, me,
what?
I read people.
So you got a boyfriend
it's all about,
right now?
Yeah. And I read that nigga. Trust me.
Oh, word? So you trust him or no?
Yeah, I trust him. But just because I
Where
trust
you at
him,
right now?
Me,
Where you at
I'm
right
going to
stop
reading him. He's
Where
home.
You at right now?
He's home in his bed, sleeping.
That's cool.
Yes, you have to check in with me. What time you get off work? Listen, I got trust issues. Crush know my story. We used to be on the phone until break dawn. So what, 4 o'clock? Fuck that.
Yeah.
He know my issues. I don't trust no. After my ex, I've been with that nigga for 5 years. I trust no nigga. That
work?
Nigga used to be like, yo, I'm at work. Nah, nigga, you not at work. He's like, how you know I'm not at work? Nigga, you not at work. You on a LIE. Where you going? It was so bad, I had to put a tracking on his ass.
You did what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Listen, it's called Friend Finder app, and that's how he got his ass caught. You supposed to be at work. It's funny. You supposed to pick me up from work, but you not at work. You supposedly, you telling me you at work, but you on your way to Long Island. No. So I busted him.
Shout out to
I'm
Long
like,
Island. I used to have a good friend.
And on that note.
That don't work. If Crush cut his and just read a female, he'll know what's going on. It don't take when a female is really not interested in you and she's using you, there's signs there. You're just putting too much
in Long
it.
Island? You may be in Long Island?
No, my ex. That's where he used to be at.
Yeah, because I used to, shout out to Central Islip. I used to have a friend, good friend lived out there. He's go to the Jamaican spot. Shout out to that. But anyway, go ahead.
But, all Crush need to do is take the time and just read a female. Like, you could tell when she's into you and when she's not into you. Trust me. There's plenty of times I put
now.
On fronts for niggas. But you should have been doing that. You wouldn't be in that situation now.
Okay, how about this right here?
Well,
let me ask another question.
It took me out.
Do you be spending money on these shit or no?
No.
Not no more. Well, like on like a first, like if we go on a first date, like that's it. Like, but do I be buying the gifts and shit? Fuck no. They don't last long enough.
Why you say no? Why you say no like that?
Because they don't last long enough that they even get shit. Because since I weed them, like since I'm able to get myself shit right quicker, like. Do I really want to deal with this shit? If it sex ain't involved, I cut off so quick.
What?
Like I tune out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real.
So,
flight of Christ.
How long does that usually last? How long do you usually last with the relationship?
The longest one was about maybe 4 weeks.
Jesus. That's bad.
What the fuck, 4 weeks?
Christ, something. Wait. Christ, let me ask you a question. During these 4 weeks, right. Did you sleep with them?
No, I'm celibate.
No, that's not what I'm
asking. Wait a minute. Hold up. Something happened to my phone just then. What did you just say, son?
I'm celibate. That's the whole conversation tonight.
No.
I know I missed that part.
Cut. That's not what I'm asking you. He asked you, how long do these females usually last? You said
right.
4 weeks, right?
Yes.
I'm asking you, within these 4 weeks, did you sleep with any of them?
No.
You say no. So in 4 weeks, what did y'all do? Did y'all go to dinner? Did y'all hang out? Did y'all come to the crib? I mean, what happened?
Hang out, talk, get to know each other.
Just pick one, the last person. Or whatever, and then you tell me what happened, and we'll go from there. So what happened with the last person? All right.
The last person, it was just a talking thing, and basically we were just getting to know each other.
Well,
and
hold on,
stop
for a minute. Where you meet her? What happened?
I met her at a show.
All right.
I met her at a show. We was kicking it. We was cooling. Everything was all Gucci, like, but.
So.
Everything was all Gucci. Like, we would kick it, chill, and everything. Talk on the phone. This, that, and the third. Reason why, and I was just going about my daily day and everything. And one night, I was just like, I can't remember what the situation was going on. Well, basically, I kind of on some fuck it type shit. So she was trying to get my mind right, and I was like, I'm just so sick of being lied to. I'm constantly lying to, and I'm just tired of it. And I was like, really, I don't even know where you're at with things. And that's what I said. I was like, where are we at? What are we doing? Because right now you're the only thing stable I pretty much got. And then she's like, why you think I'm the only thing stable? I was like, because, like, you're the only thing stable. You haven't, like, I'm waiting for the shoe to drop with you. Because basically, with my shit, I keep getting these girls that either use me for whatever I got and just pass me along, or I get a girl that just, or I get a, Or I get a girl that just want me to replace somebody. And she felt bad, and then she told me
she was a rebound
that
dude.
That's what she was doing. Yes, I was a rebound.
That's what really exists.
And that was the last situation I got into.
Well, did she tell you that before y'all cooked up, that, you know, she was in a relationship already?
Right.
She wasn't in the relationship. She was waiting for this nigga to start paying her attention.
Yo, so you was the, wait a minute. So she was still into the dude while she was trying to get with you at the same time, is what you're saying. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
She's still trying to get with her dude.
Yeah. She was trying to make her jealous by using him.
Yeah.
Huh? She was what?
Yeah, she was using me to make him jealous.
Yo, that could be a very violent situation, man. First of all, yeah, you definitely had to get out of that. They get somebody killed.
Exactly.
So, did you,
but that,
I mean, you ever see
was,
a dude with your bump head?
Things, I just cut her off, like, because it was just like, really? All right, whatever. And I just left. But that's the situations I've dealt with constantly. That's why I call myself the professional side nigga, because, like, if I don't laugh about it, that shit will hurt. Cause that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like. I'm a professional side nigga.
Wow.
And that's all truth.
But if you feel like that, you shouldn't announce to everybody because.
I like to laugh at my what? I like to laugh at my pain. That's how I cope. I laugh
that's
at.
How everybody take it, and I don't think that's right because I remember one day when we was on the show. And you said that an old girl has some shit to say about it. Remember how pissed off I was about it? And I was like, yo, you need to stop calling yourself a side nigga. Remember that?
Yeah, but that's how I deal with it. If I'm going to laugh at it first before anybody can use it against me. And that's real. Like, I want to laugh at it so it don't affect me. But really it does. So I want to, so that's how I deal with shit. It's fucked up, but that's how I learned to deal with shit. I laugh at it. I laugh at my dyslexia.
I learned to laugh at my dyslexia. How'd you find out about this shit, about the other dude?
She told me. Because she felt...
What?
Because I was at a point where, when I was talking to her, I was so mad and so fucked up that she felt bad, and then she told me. Like, well,
wow.
What I'm saying, you couldn't tell me this from Jump Street? And we were friends for a while.
Okay.
Like, we were friends for a while. We just, started, doing the talk thing. The talk thing was, like a couple weeks and everything. But we were friends for a little bit. But you couldn't tell me this?
Well, that's definitely something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But enough of this bullshit for tonight because, hell, it's taking its toll on me. We already went a half an hour over the limit.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank everybody who been here from TT, the Carter, to Denia, to my cousin, to Ron, to Dope, to everybody who called in, to Envy, like everybody who called in and talked about this situation and gave me their feedback. I appreciate all y'all because I really wanted to know why this why people make this out to be look like a damn near sin. But I mean, I'm gonna say. And on long run, I mean, I'm going to stick to my guns because really nobody has proved me why it's wrong. So I'm going to just stick to what I've been doing and everything because I know it's making me happy. And that's at the end of the day, that's what I've been trying to do, just make myself happy. So I appreciate everybody. And y'all know me, Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crest of Gatters. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so damn smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go, and y'all know my parting words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself, so cherish yourself every day, because you never know when you're going to be gone. Y'all can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reverb Nation, every social media, Uber and Skype. I'm trying to find a wife, so no more females if they bout that life. It's only females if you're worth it. Yeah, it's like that. But everything Crest of Catalyst, CRUSH, D
DACATALYST. Y'all know what it is. Check out this video. Check out the video. It's online. Y'all can go to my Crush the Catalyst fan page on Facebook to see it. It's time. Crush the Catalyst. Old Flame. See y'all next week. One.
Back burner, now it's showtime. Word around town, Crush got that ear will come like Tim Jack. Yeah, niggas, time to kill. Okay, okay, all my Usher shit is my way, my way. Take my shit back like OJ, OJ. Be calm, don't respond, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that nigga. Okay, I'm back in the building, feeling so comfortable. Trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast. And since Nick's a blow, I've been showing my ass. And now we back on deck. Be heading the so-called best. CW, shadow, we start signing our checks. Back in my baggy, boy, y'all niggas is dead.